This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
June the 2nd, 2019. Women need sheds. My garden shed has been gently dissolving into the ground for some time now. In every cost, there is an opportunity. Having sat down with a right-hand neighbour to consider our shed options, I settled on a modest affair just right to stuff an old ironing board in. Yvonne, not her real name, adjusted her headset because she was having a bit of trouble hearing what I was saying, but we got there in the end. It was time to part with a long number on the front of my credit card. Yvonne instructed me to punch the number into the keypad. I said I'd rather tell her the number as I would find it tricky, blah, blah, because blah, blah. The previously composed Yvonne exploded. You cannot speak the number. It's GDPR. It's the law. She was incandescent. Well, if you can't see, then an it's the law, she bellowed. It's illegal for you to tell me your number. She was very loud. I'm absolutely certain it's not, and I'm telling you it is. You've got to punch it into your keypad, she barked. I thought I did rather well in not rising to the fray. Blind or not blind, there was no negotiating with Yvonne. You get 3 attempts to punch your details in correctly. I got mine right on the 3rd attempt. If you get it wrong, Argus don't want your money anymore. If you were at a loose end, you could waste a lot of time and theirs playing this game. I expected the flying squad would burst through my front door at any moment. Argus could keep the police busy with all my illegal tendencies around paying for sheds. We got to the end of the call, and I agreed a day far into the future when I would be available to wait for 12 hours in the hope the shed might turn up. I hope it's a whole shed this time, not a shed that comes in 3 parts over 3 days, necessitating the sacrifice of an entire working week, like last time. Then I pushed the envelope and asked to speak to a supervisor about the illegal speaking of credit card numbers. After a bit of mood music, Fiona, not her real name, came on the line. If M&S and John Lewis routinely get people to speak their card numbers, I couldn't understand why Argos thought it was illegal. Fiona agreed. She said that this was the first time anyone had raised this since the introduction of GDPR. She could see that this was unworkable if you can't see. She would call me back later. She didn't. She didn't email me either. 2 weeks elapsed, and so I followed up and I emailed again. She didn't reply. I emailed yet again. She replied to say that if it's too tricky to punch your credit card number on your telephone keypad, you can take a trip to your local Argus store or go online. Now, why didn't I think of making my life easier by popping into town rather than picking up the phone? I said so. I never heard back. How rude is that? If only the silence of Argos had been replicated in my garden as the shed went up. You're an idiot, and I'll finish that later, and I know what I'm doing, so just shut up, were the precursors to lunch. I just hung around and watched the entertainment while the lunch went past its best. You'd think they'd make it easier to part with your cash than your temper. No, that shed has left me smarting. Let's hope Yvonne has calmed down.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.